Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 726. Today we hear from Tim, who says,
"Can you refresh us on how to edit quickly while cleaning up sloppiness from pulp speed rough drafting? I know some folks cycle, but I'm mostly talking about catching mistakes here. Background, I've been dictating lately, and it makes super sloppy rough drafts extremely fast."
Okay, well, normally I'd say the quickest and easiest way to do it is to read out loud, because then you will notice when something doesn't work. If it's so sloppy that you can't read it out loud, well, Madam Publisher, can you offer us any salient advice?
Depending on how sloppy it is, read it as if you're a reader. Look for any misspellings that jump out at you, anything that confuses you, anything that makes you go, "What the hell was I thinking there?" Fix those, then give it to your first reader, and have them do the same thing. Basically proofreading.
It's funny, now that we're talking about this, though, I'm thinking about the Deep Characterization series that got to do the last two episodes. I've recorded them twice, and I've lost the data both times because I did it right before, ironically, a long emergency road trip, and I didn't follow the advice I just gave to Simon in the previous episode.
This is because that advice is based on the mistakes from your two previous moves.
On terrible experience that, shameful. Anyway, for the Deep Characterization series, that's always been intended to come out as a book once it's done. And what I found was that transcribing it was not working for me. Because of the way that I talk and how fast I talk sometimes, I was just putting myself to sleep. which is probably not a good indicator for the book, come to think of it, when I was transcribing it. So I actually ran it through a speech-to-text program and started cleaning it up. And that actually worked pretty well. And what I did is I read through it like I would read a piece of music, almost. I listened to it in my head as if it was out loud, but I didn't read it out loud. And any time it felt a little non-sequitur-y, or the program obviously didn't get the punctuation right, or in speaking I obviously got the grammar wrong or was unclear, I just fixed it as I went. And once a chapter was done, then I read it out loud, and I found places where I wanted to expand, enhance, and that sort of thing. It's kind of like cleaning up class notes and turning them into a paper. It's actually probably the closest analogy I can come up with in my own personal experience. If you've ever had to do that in a college course or something similar, that kind of practice is really what it reminded me of. So don't know if that's helpful, but those are some quick and dirty tips to clean up a very quick and very dirty manuscript. Thanks very much for the question. Very dirty, dirty, dirty. And I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.